Nestled in the upper western corner of Lake Garda, Limone Salgada boasts some of the most alluring scenery in northern Italy. Many tourists flock here every summer to explore the town and its surroundings, and it's clear to see why. Quaint, narrow streets, attractive architecture and housing, with a medieval look that's been preserved throughout generations. A splendor of restaurants, bars and cafes that serve fresh Italian food and coffee. And stunning panoramic scenery of the lake and the mountains that overlook it. There is plenty of serenity to be found here. Until 1932, there was no road linking Limone to other parts of the lake circumference. This meant that the town was somewhat cut off and isolated, with the only method of transport to leave or arrive being by boat. Interestingly, the average life expectancy of native residents here is notably high. A remarkable number of people have lived to be over 100 years old. This trait has been accredited to the people here developing a unique protein in their bodies throughout centuries of isolation. The protein is said to help protect the heart and arteries from cardiovascular problems, hence the notably high ratio of centenarians. Nowadays, many visitors arrive by road, navigating through winding country lanes and bustling town centres. Unique tunnels had to be carved through the mountains to link the roads together. They're lined with open arches to the side facing the lake, letting in natural light to guide drivers during the daytime. The route by car offers some stunning sights. However, today you will be arriving just as so many have for centuries before. Cruising on the calm and clear water of Lake Garda, you stand on the upper deck of a small passenger ferry. The water below is a navy blue colour, darkened further in places by the shadows of towering tree-covered mountains. The lake is the largest in Italy, expanding an area that exceeds 350 square kilometres. Although, at your current orientation, it's narrow enough that you can enjoy a clear view of both sides. The morning sun is beaming through light dustings of fluffy white clouds. A soft breeze cools your skin as you lean one arm on a polished silver railing. Your other hand is occupied with keeping your hat firmly secured to your head. This keeps your eyes shaded from sunlight, allowing you to see the spectacle all around. There are many varieties of vessels on the lake. Small rowing boats and pedalos. Medium-sized speedboats with lavish interiors and stylish bows at the front. And about half a dozen passenger ferries, transporting tourists from place to place. There are smiling faces all round. Even the occasional cries of ciao from those passing nearby. It seems that everybody is enjoying their share of paradise on this lake. As the boat draws closer to the harbour, the townscape of Limone becomes more and more vivid. You see the orange-tiled rooftops of houses and buildings. On the promenade, dozens of palm trees and vibrant, colourful flowers line the banks. Faded canopies stretch out over the restaurants that look onto the water. A church bell tower rises above its counterparts. Its weathered, pale green roof is dome-shaped, with a point at the top elevating a small metal crucifix. The charm of this compact town is further enhanced by the extraordinary backdrop of huge rocky cliffs. Climbing steep into the sky with a rumpled terrain, the mountains have a hazy appearance, almost like they aren't even real. As you look ahead, nearing your destination, you take in a nice, deep breath. And as you release the air back out, you feel the warmth of the sun caressing your shoulders. Your muscles are free of tension as you contemplate the idyllic day to come.